Sullivan is under a state of emergency after last night's storms and devastating tornadoes. At least 3 people were killed in the western Indiana town, and more than 200 structures were damaged or destroyed. The National Weather Service says residents had about 20 minutes warning before the EF3 storm hit. Joanna Walters says she and her family were asleep. Her mother-in-law called and woke them up. Her family of 4 all huddled in the bathtub with a mattress pulled over their heads.
We just start praying to God for God to keep us safe and to give us strength.
State police are urging people to stay away from impacted areas because of dangerous conditions as cleanup efforts get underway. Sullivan's under a curfew from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Governor Eric Holcomb is getting his first look at storm damage in Sullivan, Indiana. He toured the area this morning after signing an executive order declaring a state of emergency in Johnson and in Sullivan counties.
So this is a all-hands-on-deck effort, and will continue to be.
3 people have been confirmed dead in Sullivan, and more than 200 structures have sustained damage. There is a curfew in effect in Sullivan from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. At least 21 people are dead across the South and Midwest after a major storm that brought tornadoes to several states. Rescue crews are searching for people who may still be trapped underneath the rubble. WFIU's George Hale has more from Sullivan, Indiana.
First responders in Sullivan, Indiana are battling heavy winds as they search for residents who remain missing after a suspected tornado struck the city. Mayor Clint Lamb is urging residents to stay where they are until an emergency management unit from the U.S. Army Reserve arrives to evaluate structures.
And we are asking, do not deploy on your own.
Numerous buildings in the southern part of the city are in ruins. Among them, Sullivan's local VFW, which sustained heavy damage. Powerful winds also lifted a retired helicopter that was displayed outside. It crashed into pieces nearby. I'm George Hale in Sullivan, Indiana.
The violent weather that hit the Midwest and South is being blamed for killing at least 26 people. Confirmed or suspected tornadoes touched down in at least 8 states. In western Indiana, at least 3 people were killed. As WFIU's George Hale reports, entire blocks of homes are wiped out.
Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb arrived in Sullivan as hundreds of workers and volunteers cleared debris and searched for survivors. Holcomb said officials with the Federal Emergency Management Agency and Homeland Security were already assisting with recovery efforts.
So this is a all-hands-on-deck effort and will continue to be.
Indiana State Police declared a curfew starting at 7 p.m. City officials say they haven't accounted for every resident. National Weather Service investigators are now studying the aftermath. One official said initial estimates showed the tornado could have been moving as fast as 165 miles per hour when it touched down in the city. I'm George Hale in Terre Haute, Indiana.
Officials in western Indiana say they've now tracked down every person reported missing after a tornado struck down late Friday night. As WFIU's George Hale reports, the community now faces a daunting recovery.
Kimberly Cooksey raced toward her daughter and 19-month-old granddaughter as the monster storm swept across the Illinois-Indiana state line.
I got them to the bathroom, and within seconds, it hit us. We had to climb out of the rubble. I had to get them out.
The family emerged to find a debris field in what was minutes earlier a busy neighborhood in Sullivan, Indiana. Cooksey says she's grateful to be alive, but they've lost everything. A state program provides 30-day hotel vouchers to people displaced due to damage to their homes. But officials say they're not ready to announce how they'll help people like Cooksey, whose homes no longer exist. I'm George Hale in Terre Haute, Indiana.
The mayor of Sullivan says his community is preparing for the potential for more severe weather. Residents are still reeling from the EF3 tornado that hit Friday, damaging or destroying at least 200 structures and killing 3 people. Mayor Clint Lamb says residents are boarding up their windows and covering their belongings.
It's one of those things you don't want to alarm the people because, you know, there's a lot of people that are pretty scared and pretty raw right now. But we just want to make sure that they're all aware of the weather and to be watching and taking those warnings and those watches seriously.
The mayor's been in contact with White House staffers who offered their condolences and any assistance they could.
You know, it kind of goes all across the political aisles, right? You have Governor Holcomb down here that has texted me in the evenings and just ready to do everything. And then for the White House to be able to have a conversation with them, it's just it's a lot less lonely, right?
Lamb says that his most important role as mayor at this time is physically being there for his constituents. School did resume yesterday on a two-hour delay, and power on the outskirts of Sullivan, away from the hardest-hit areas, has mostly been restored. U.S. Senator Todd Young says he's working to get an expedited federal disaster declaration for Indiana so Hoosiers and Sullivan and other parts of the state can start rebuilding after Friday's tornadoes. Young walked with Mayor Clint Lamb through Sullivan yesterday as residents and volunteers continue to clean up what remains of their homes. Young is hopeful federal dollars will soon start flowing to assist in rebuilding Sullivan.
No one thinks this is ever going to happen in, to their home, to their local community, and that certainly applies to Sullivan, Indiana. But my sense is this community has never been stronger.
Young praised community members for coming together to help each other. Three people were killed in Sullivan, and more than 200 structures were damaged or destroyed.
Republicans and Democrats, the entire congressional delegation, intend to work together to advance whatever declaration the governor might seek. And it remains to be determined exactly what time frame we're dealing with.
Governor Holcomb surveyed the damage over the weekend and pledged his support in the weeks and months ahead. Senator Mike Braun and Congressman Larry Bouchon are scheduled to hold a press conference tomorrow afternoon. Senator Mike Braun and Congressman Larry Bouchon visited Sullivan to speak on the state of federal assistance that could be coming to the town. Braun says the first step was Governor Holcomb declaring a disaster area, which he did over the weekend.
The state has declared it a disaster area. I think it's working on right now to get everything together to make sure we get a federal disaster declared as well, and with the help that'll come along with that, we'll be monitoring that.
Braun says state officials are working to compile a damage report from across Indiana so the state can get federal aid. Bouchon declared his support for the city of Sullivan and reiterated that government officials are doing everything they can.
My thoughts and prayers are with you all. And as the senator mentioned, we will do everything we can at the federal level to make sure whatever assistance is available for the people of Sullivan County, happen. We'll be on it.
Meanwhile, there's still a curfew in place from dusk until dawn in Sullivan. The mayor says he expects that to remain in place as long as it takes to keep citizens safe. He anticipates that cleanup and recovery efforts will be an ongoing, long-term project. After the initial shock of devastation, Sullivan residents are trying to move forward. Clayton Baumgarth has been in Sullivan all week talking to those who were displaced from the storm. He says recovery in the community could take years.
Random furniture, destroyed vehicles, bare foundations. You'll see these things in Sullivan in the wake of last week's tornado. And all around the debris field, you'll also find people like Lisa Runyon picking through what remains of their homes and their lives.
We're blessed that we're alive because, I mean, you can replace anything. You can't replace yourself, so.
Runyon was one of the lucky few whose home wasn't completely leveled last Friday. She even stayed in it over the weekend until inspectors told her the house's rafters were compromised and that the home is unfit for living.
The house is 1916. That's when it was built. Yeah, I just love the house.
Well,
I don't want to see it have to be tore down, but if it's structurally compromised, I don't want to be in it either, so.
Right. We spoke with a number of those affected by the storm, and many were understandably uncomfortable being on microphone during such an emotional time. One resident, Janelle Simpson, shared the story of her son's harrowing effort to protect his newborn child.
And they took our 8-day-old granddaughter and put her in a car seat, and they stuck her in the tub, and my daughter, Sierra, she hovered over her with a blanket.
After the tornado passed, the family helped their immediate neighbors, then rushed down the street to take shelter in a neighbor's basement.
You know, with all his adrenaline, he kicked down the door, and there was a couple people in there, and he said, "I've got an infant. Do you have a basement? We need to find shelter." And they went down there, and they stayed there.
In the aftermath, the community came together to help those in need. They started by getting a head count and searching for those who were missing. In the end, three people were found dead. Volunteers then focused on cleanup and supplies for those in need. Volunteer and donation coordinator Melissa Towson helped to transform the Civic Center into a one-stop shop for anything those displaced by the storm might need.
And we have shopping carts, we have totes. They can take two items, they can take 1,500 items. As long as they get what they need and what they want, we're pushing people to take as much as they possibly can.
The school district was on spring break when the tornado hit, and students returned to classes after a two-hour delay on Monday. A daycare also kept its doors open, even though the owner's family was directly hit by the tornado. The owner, Kara Ming, says that giving children a sense of normalcy is a large part of the healing process.
It just makes them feel safe. It takes them back to their safety net. It takes them back into a normal routine, normal life, just like us.
The superintendent of the Southwest School Corporation, Chris Sitzel, says Sullivan High School students were allowed to take a field trip to volunteer their time helping around the city, including assisting in cleanup and working in the Civic Center.
At the high school today, we had over 200 kids volunteer at the down there at the site where the tornado hit.
Mayor Clint Lamb spent time speaking to the community and communicating with government officials.
I talked about the supplies and the different things coming to the city and coming to assist these people. But I can't stress enough, long-term recovery. We're here for the long haul.
Governor Eric Holcomb, Senators Todd Young and Mike Braun, and U.S. Representative Larry Bouchon all visited throughout the week. They all spoke of their efforts to get state and federal dollars into Sullivan. Here's Senator Todd Young.
Republicans and Democrats, the entire congressional delegation, intend to work together to advance whatever declaration the governor might seek. And it remains to be determined exactly what time frame we're dealing with.
Holcomb declared a disaster emergency in counties all over Indiana. The state now has to compile data from all areas affected by Friday's storms to submit for federal dollars. It is unclear when that money will be approved. For Janelle Simpson, the tornado nearly changed her life forever.
You see it on the news, you go and help people, but when it hits home and it hits your kids, my whole life is in there. It was in that bathroom. And I know that God took care of them. They took care of them. I'm just grateful that they're alive.
Simpson and others are beginning the long road to rebuilding their lives alongside with the city of Sullivan. For WFIU, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.
The recovery process is proving to be long and expensive, nearly 5 months after a tornado tore through Sullivan, Indiana. Three people were killed in the storm and many more displaced. Politicians, aid organizations, and journalists flocked to the area in the days after the tornado. But as Clayton Baumgarth reports, the attention has faded, leaving residents wondering how they'll rebuild their community.
On the evening of March 31st, 200 families in Sullivan, Indiana were displaced by an EF3 tornado. In the immediate aftermath, locals united to help with cleanup efforts. Those affected, like Lisa Runyon, couldn't have moved forward without the assistance.
We're blessed that we're alive because, I mean, you can replace anything. You can't replace yourself. So very thankful for that and very thankful for all the volunteers.
Donations began pouring into the community in the form of money and goods. The Civic Center was transformed into a one-stop shop for everything those displaced by the storm might need, like food and clothing. High schoolers were even allowed to take an excused absence to assist in distributing necessities or clean up debris. All of these volunteers and donors make up what is today known as the Sullivan County Long-Term Tornado Recovery Coalition, which is led by volunteer director Richard Payonk.
In the first 6 weeks after that, Indiana VOAD responded and helped our volunteers form this coalition. And the coalition response then has been to put the structure in place to really honor donor intent and a process to get the funds to those most in need.
The steering committee for the group, which helps guide the distribution of the Help Sullivan Recover Fund and other donations, meets monthly to make decisions on various assistive services the community needs. The committee also gauges how much need there is in the community. By looking at comparable storms in Indiana's history, the coalition estimates they'll need a total of $6 to $7 million for recovery efforts.
Our funding to date, though good, is at about $1 million. We know that to be more effective in helping what could be 100 open cases we have, we will need more funds, or we won't be able to help all the clients that have a need.
Another problem facing the coalition is volunteers. In the immediate wake of the storm, there were more people than the town could use. Sullivan Mayor Clint Lamb pleaded with people to stay home, but remember Sullivan over the next weeks and months when the damage would no longer be in the spotlight.
We appreciate the support, but this is long-term recovery, right? This can't be an emotional thing where everybody jumps on now. We are going to need your help today. We're going to need your help a week from now. We're going to need your help months from now. We're going to need your help years from now. So we're going to need a steady supply of resources.
Now, nearly 5 months since the tornado, Payonk says the coalition has just 4 volunteer case managers to manage 195 cases.
You do get a rush of volunteers after a disaster. It's fresh on people's mind. They see it in the paper every day. That tends to fade, and that's normal human nature. That's not a knock on our community at all. But we need to kind of relight that fire. There's a lot more work to be done now that we've gotten 4 months out from the storm.
At the steering committee's first public meeting, one resident asked a question looming large over everyone's minds. When will those most in need see some of those relief dollars? Payonk says the rebuilding process could begin for high-priority residents as early as October.
That process requires us to do intake and really assessment of the many client cases that we have so that we can prioritize. And that's sometimes a hard word to hear, but it does mean we want the services to, as quickly as possible, get to the cases that need them the most.
As the coalition works to solve problems from the March tornado, Mayor Lamb says they're also building processes that will allow them to more effectively help the community with future natural disasters.
We hope nothing ever happens again, but you always got to be prepared. If something would happen again, you don't have to start the process of learning all over. You already have a system in place put together.
For Mayor Lamb, the recovery process was always going to need help in the long term.
It's just like a funeral, right? The family comes in and supports you during that first initial time of mourning, but you hear a lot of folks talk month 2, month 3, month 4, when it really, really starts to set in. And now you're starting to see it here.
Lamb will be leaving office at the end of this term. He wouldn't say how long he expects rebuilding efforts to take.
I think it's just as long as it takes. And we're going to be here to continue to go through step by step with our citizens and make sure that we truly live by the city's motto that take time to care is not just a hashtag or a phrase.
Lamb went on to say the city will continue to advocate for those in need indefinitely. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Clayton Baumgarth.